The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world, and the theme in college football this week would be Upset Central, baby. And then as far as Major League Baseball goes, I can't even tell you how incredible the postseason has been so far. Just unfreaking believable. You want drama, you want excitement, look no further than the postseason for Major League Baseball. Some unbelievable baseball games so far. Gotta welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Well, my mind is blown, but I'm doing very well on this Sunday morning. What a great day of college football. What a great week for Major League Baseball. I can't wait to break it all down this morning with you.
Yeah, just unbelievable, man. That Arizona State game, I know how you are. You're watching a lot of college football along with myself. And unbelievable throw last night, unbelievable catch, just amazing stuff. We're going to get into it, obviously, as we always do. But on the other side, we're going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, as we do each and every week. Talk to her a little bit about sports as well, by the way. She's a huge, avid sports fan. And yes, I got one up on her this week, Jeff. My Green Bay Packers went to Chicago, took care of them, also took care of the Vikings, so feeling pretty good right now. But anyways, on the other side, Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, getting your Sunday going, a ton of things to talk about, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Wherever you live in this great country, Dish can bring you great TV via satellite. Anywhere. Get thousands of TV shows and movies on demand and free installation in up to 6 rooms. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 844-288-DISH. 844-288-DISH. Limited time offer. 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Requires a clear view of the southern sky. Call for details. Get DISH. Call 844-288-DISH. 844-288-DISH.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It's Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm my man Jeff Rich, hanging out with me as we do this each and every week here. Get a hold of us in a couple of different ways. J. Rich Radio or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Had some good caller participation last week, so let's keep the phones rolling, because whatever's on your mind is on our mind. And speaking of which, let's now welcome in Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you this Sunday?
Well, Mr. Packer, I'm doing okay. I'm still recovering a little bit from that horrible game last Sunday, but I'm doing okay, and especially after seeing all those great games yesterday. It was so much fun.
Yeah, college football was absolutely unpredictable yesterday. I guess that's the best way to call it, because these top teams went down like flies yesterday, and just definitely shaking up the situation there in college football. Which, lucky enough, we do have Jeff Rich with us too to talk about that. But you know what, Mary, Packers really just have the Bears number. They really have the Lions number two, but that obviously was not the case the week before. Have the Vikings number as well, and that we took care of them on Thursday. But look, the bottom line is there's a lot of football left to be played, but when the Green Bay Packers are playing well on offense, I really think there are few teams that can beat them in this league. So we'll see how it goes. It's a long season, and it's only one game, so we'll take it in stride, Mary.
Take it day by day. I understand.
Well, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I just want to weigh in on that game. A game without punts is a pretty good football game to me, and I don't think that game was nearly as close as the final score. Mary, I think that you could take some solace in the fact that, this wasn't a game that Jay Cutler threw away as much as just happenstance took it away from him. So I look forward to the black and blue down the stretch, but I don't think that I'm going to draw any conclusions from Green Bay winning two games in the last 5 days.
Well, and not only that, let's put it. I mean, look, the Packers were impressive. However, no Jared Allen in there for your Chicago Bears, which ultimately is huge. Let's be honest, the guy can wreak so much havoc after quarterbacks and just disrupt things so well. So I got to say that I have a feeling that if Jared Allen were playing, it would have been a better game. I'm not saying you guys would have won, but he definitely was missed by your defense greatly, and no pressure on Aaron Rodgers, just gave him all kinds of opportunities. So it is what it is, and like I said, the show goes on, and we'll continue to hopefully play good football, and we'll get the division under wraps. But right now, still looking at Detroit, so got to do what we got to do. But Mary, this is a very important month. Let's be honest; it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'll tell you what, you see so much pink all over the sports fields and arenas and whatnot, but truly, talk to us a little bit about how significant this month is and getting people to learn more about breast cancer awareness.
I sure will. Thanks, and thanks for allowing us to have this opportunity to talk about this. When you just take a look at breast cancer stats on their own, they're absolutely staggering. One in eight women are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women, the second leading cause of death for women, and each year over 220,000 women in the U.S. alone, are going to be diagnosed with this, and more than 40,000 are going to die. So it's a huge concern for all of us. It's our mothers, it's our daughters, it's our sisters, it's our wives out there, it's our friends. And that's why there is so much attention focused in October on this, and you see all the pink out there. And one of the reasons why I'm really proud today to tell you about one of our organizations that we are proud to work with on Ticks for Cause, and it's called Bright Pink. What's so cool about Bright Pink is that, you know, we always talk every week how much awareness means, no matter what the organization is. In this particular one, awareness for breast cancer is an issue of life and death. And this young woman who took steps at a very young age when she found out that she had the gene mutation that put her at extremely high risk, she took action to take care of that and to take care of her health, and now she has developed this program. It is the only non-for-profit out there focusing on breast cancer awareness for young women, and we're real proud to feature them.
I second that 100%, Mary, and I also think, you know, it's interesting, like you said, it's our friends, it's our mothers, it's girlfriends, you name it. In general, cancer affects everybody, let's be honest, and the more that we can be told and taught and educate ourselves more about these things, the better. And also, early detection can really do a lot for people as well. Yes?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, what is so, if there's positive things we look at in the study of breast cancer, it is the fact that early detection is equals life-saving opportunities. And that's why, here's a young woman. You know, she was, 22 when she had this realization that hit her. And she realized that steps that she took with the knowledge that she had at that young age helped prevent this from becoming a much bigger issue for her as she got older. And she started talking amongst her friends, and she realized, you start this at a young age and you get the knowledge, you stay focused on your health, and you monitor this, you can stop this. You can stop the spread of this, and you can make a difference for yourself and for others that you talk to. So it's that awareness, it's that knowledge, and that's what Bright Pink does for young women.
That is the voice of Mary Nemitz, CEO and founder of TixForCause.com. It's TixForCause.com. Unbelievable website. Get your tickets there. Purchase them. Obviously, a portion of what you pay goes to a charity of your choice, and I don't think it gets any better. And just thinking about something, Mary, this has no age. It doesn't care how old you are. It'll attack you no matter what. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right. It does not discriminate against age, and that's why the earlier you are that you know about this, the earlier you're educated about steps that you can take, the better you are at being able to protect your health. And it's a great thing that was started, that people, you don't have to be afraid. The knowledge is definitely power, and there are people out there, there are groups out there that can help you. And as I said, we're so proud to be able to have them use our technology and use our platform on Ticks for Cause, where literally you can come find the tickets you're looking for, just like you could on any other national website, except we're the only one with a heart, and we share 50% of what we make on these tickets with the charity of your choice. And in this particular instance, or in any of them, you know, the month of October especially, I would really encourage people to come onto our site, find the tickets you're looking for, and support one of these organizations. It doesn't cost you any more because we share what we make with your organization.
Mary, just really, I really appreciate you coming on each and every week, talking to us, giving me an education. Like I say, each and every week, or pretty much every week, I say an education, which is totally true. But really, what you guys are doing is just so awesome, providing a platform for people to get great seats, and then also donate to a charity of their choice. I honestly, the concept is so unbelievable and so simple. And it's like you said before, when people don't want to write those big checks, well, go out there and get those tickets to the games and get them at ticksforcause.com. Mary, I hear the music, so I guess that means we got to get the heck out of Dodge and keep this thing rolling. But as always, really appreciate you taking your time out with us on a Sunday.
Oh, thanks so much, you guys. Have a great show. I know you will. And let's watch some great games today.
Yeah, good luck to your Bears. They got another tough one. They go to Carolina.
Yeah,
it doesn't get much easier. So we'll see how it goes for you guys today. But as always, really appreciate it. Have a great Sunday, Mary. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us as she does each and every week. We'll be right back on the flip side to break down this crazy thing called sports. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man, and this is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family. Or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things to get into, tons of things to get into. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. crazy college football from yesterday. Absolutely crazy. And the craziness started on Thursday night, to be honest with you. Arizona beating Oregon 31-24. That was a great football game, Jeff. I mean, Thursday night, it all got started, and you kind of had a feeling that it was going to be a wacky, wild week in college football after watching Arizona 31-24 over Oregon on Thursday night.
Hey, I got to tell you, Rich Rodriguez has Mark Helfrich's number up there at Oregon. You know, this is 2 years in a row the Wildcats have knocked off the highly rated Ducks. You know, and they just do it by running the football, going downhill, and telling Oregon, we dare you to get into a shootout with us. And congratulations to the Arizona Wildcats and everybody else that pulled off the upsets this week. A truly phenomenal week of college football. You know, it's funny because people get into, you know, the BCS was great because it made the regular season important. You know, we added an extra two games to the college football championship, you know, what decides the college football championship. Yeah. And after yesterday, I don't think the regular season has been tainted at all. I wonder if even expanding to eight teams wouldn't taint it, we'd be better for it, you know?
We'd absolutely be better for it. I think that's what we learned from yesterday, to be honest with you, Jeff, is that there are 10 teams out there that are potentially a national title winner, because the truth of the matter is Mississippi, Ole Miss goes there and beats Alabama 23-17. That was a crazy game, too, with the turnovers at the end of the football game there, giving Ole Miss the opportunity to win that football game. But they shake up the BCS, obviously, the situation with the playoff by beating Alabama, who was a top four team. You had Oklahoma losing to TCU yesterday, another crazy game. TCU was doing everything they could to throw that game away, but somehow they were able to get it done.
Auburn. Yeah, TCU is like the forgotten undefeated out of all of them, even over Arizona. I think that there's eight undefeated teams left in the country, and TCU and Arizona seem to be afterthoughts at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame sneaks by Stanford. That was a pretty darn good football game. They just couldn't hold them for the last 40 seconds or whatever it was. Just so many good games. Auburn wins, so, you know, and they beat a decent LSU team pretty handily, so that's impressive for them. Mississippi State beats Texas A&M. I mean, it was literally upset central yesterday in college football. Florida State able to get their business done. They trounced Wake Forest, so no questions there. But I don't know, man. Have you ever seen a weekend where there were that many upsets in college football?
Well, there hasn't been one. This was quite easily the greatest regular season college football Saturday in the history of college football, which, you know, that's something else when you think about how far you go back with it, you know, over 100 years, and you can't find a Saturday like we just experienced yesterday. Like I said, my mind was blown, you know, and not all of them were big surprises. I thought that Mississippi had a really good chance. I thought that Hale State had a good chance against Texas A&M. You know, Utah beating UCLA was something else. You know, even the Sun Devils stealing one in the Coliseum from USC on the Hail Mary that never should have been. It's that level of game, and you know, and it's going that far down in the rankings to where we're not talking about top eight teams or top four teams for the playoff. We're talking about just top 25 teams playing great football, and that's what college football is all about. This is why a lot of us enjoy the Saturday game a little bit more than the Sunday game, just because of the surprise. And you don't get a scene like you had in Oxford after the clock went to zeros on CBS yesterday. You don't get that in the NFL. So just a truly amazing, day. Any given Saturday is what I come away from this thinking. And I can't wait for next Saturday to see how the game follows this up.
You know, I know that ASU got a little lucky last night beating USC on that last play of the game, or the Hail Mary play. But here's the deal, man. I got to tell you, I watched it, and there was nobody around the guy. It was almost like it was a pass that was meant to be. I mean, he was the only guy that went up for the ball. It was basically thrown right into his hands. Again, I know it was a Hail Mary, but very well played, very well thrown. And I'll tell you what, that backup quarterback for ASU, you know what? First week, struggled a little bit with UCLA, but I'll tell you what, came back firing yesterday. Five touchdowns, like 500 yards over. Just a very impressive to see that they have a backup quarterback like this, yes or no?
Well, having Jalen Strong helps, but you know, Mike Vercovici isn't one of those guys that's buried on the depth chart. I mean, he was neck and neck with Taylor Kelly 2 years ago for the starting job, and he just got beat out by a guy that can run the ball a little bit better, perhaps runs Mike Norvell's offense a little bit better. But you know, Vercovici, when he first had to come in against Colorado 3 weeks ago, I said, you know, the Sun Devils probably aren't in that bad of shape. I think that they definitely could have used Taylor Kelly against UCLA, but this guy's gotten plenty of reps with the first team, and Jalen Strong, just a heck of a receiver, something like 12 catches, 205 yards, Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week, first time it's gone to an Arizona State player since, I believe, 2004. So just an amazing performance, and it took the whole 60 minutes to win that football game, but you know, he threw the ball right where only Jalen Strong was going to get it, and Jalen Strong, kind of like Franco Harris, just came out of nowhere and won the football game for the Sun Devils. So the Pac-12 has just been flipped upside down. You know, Arizona controls its own destiny second week in October. It's nobody would have called that before the season started. And again, congratulations to Rich Rodriguez for pulling off the big upset against Oregon.
Absolutely. It was a very crazy day in college football. So many upsets. Three of the top six teams, if I'm not mistaken, go down this weekend. So very, very interesting how it will get shaken up there for the national title. Again, we talked about this like a week ago, I think. And I think you said this is in place until 2026. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's anybody that's got any authority over this college football playoff, the contracts of the network – say it's four teams for the next 12 years, and that's just how it's going to be.
I just have a feeling that there's going to be a tweak in there at some point because of weeks like this week, you know, where you had so many upsets, and it makes a good argument to say, why shouldn't eight teams be in there? Why shouldn't 10 teams be in there? Eventually, I think they will get this thing right. We're getting closer. Am I correct or am I incorrect? We're getting closer to getting this right, Jeff.
Absolutely. We are getting closer. I think that four teams still proves to have its flaws, but eight teams, 12, my dream would be 16. I think that if we can get to 12, it'd be great because it's all inclusive, a little bit like the NCAA tournament expanding from 32 to 64 and, to 65 and eventually to 68 where we stand today. So I can see it. You know, if you think back to the BCS, it started with four bowl games. It ended with five bowl games about halfway through. With this, you have six games that are in consideration and then the championship. So you really have seven games that are the money games for the college football playoff, even though there's only the two semifinal games and obviously the championship game. I think that we probably, we probably have to sit on this until every city in the initial rotation gets its championship. So I would say that it probably, if it's going to be revised, it'd probably be after 6 years, just to get all six cities, and that that's adding Atlanta and Dallas to the to the former BCS mix. So it's just a matter of everybody getting their money, which isn't what fans want to hear, but it's the reality of how this whole thing goes.
No, absolutely. Again, at the end of the day, it's all about money, and this is going to be interesting. It really is, because I think, no matter what, you're not going to have everybody be happy. So at some point, the system will get changed. It'll get tweaked. I don't think four is enough. I don't necessarily think 16, but somewhere between 8 and 16, I do think is a good number. So, again, very difficult to figure this thing out, but they are making it better. We'll have four teams duking it out for the national title. But again, as we saw this week, there's no saying that a number 12 team can't beat a top six team or a 11 team can't beat a three team. So, again, and that may have something to do with where the games were played too. I'm not going to lie. Let's say that Alabama's playing at home against Ole Miss. I think it's probably a different situation because they have that crowd noise, that their comfort zone and whatnot. But you know what? you got to play the games wherever they are, neutral sites, on the road, at home. It really makes no difference. It is what it is. And the cream of the crop rise to the top. Yes or no, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. But I mean, home field advantage plays in pretty well. You know, Notre Dame probably doesn't go into Palo Alto and pull off the last second comeback like that. But I mean, Utah went into the Rose Bowl. Arizona State went into the Coliseum. The Wildcats from Arizona went up to Austin Stadium. So, I mean, venue wasn't the end all and be all. But certainly a situation like Ole Miss with College Game Day in town for the first time ever, already a great tailgating spot. The team's off to a great start. You know, Alabama's got the target on their back because of Nick Saban and because of all the crystal footballs they have at their athletic department. So,
absolutely.
I think that you get two teams on the football field. There's no, maybe Florida State out of the ACC, but they got to play Notre Dame yet. I don't think that there's any two great football teams you can put on the same field and say definitively that, Team A is going to beat Team B. And I think that that's what makes what's made the game so great for fans this season so far.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're taking you through this hour. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, to break down what's been going on in Major League Baseball. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week this hour. Breaking down the world of sports. A lot of things going on. College football has been crazy. Something else has been a little crazy, too. And that's Major League Baseball. And we're lucky enough, fortunate enough, to be talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about this. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How about the two of you?
No complaints on our end, at least not from me. Beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun. It's cooling down a little bit, if you will, and things are pretty good, to be honest with you, John. No complaints on my end. Jeff, how you feeling?
Hey, like I said, I feel great. Great weekend for sports. My two favorite sports, college football and Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball hasn't disappointed either. I'm sure John would probably agree, unless he's taking a hibernation from the game, which I doubt he'd do in October.
No, I mean, look, John, you got to say, the way that Kansas City got themselves into the postseason with the one playoff game, they come back dramatically there. They're able to do it again against the Angels. They beat them two games in a row. Now they go back to Kansas City. So just unbelievable what happened there. You had San Francisco hammering Pittsburgh to get themselves into the postseason. And now they have got themselves a 2-0 lead over Washington. The Dodgers in St. Louis, I think we expected a good one here. St. Louis has that thing tied up. The Dodgers do come away last night after the eighth inning with a run there to get it done 3-2. So drama has definitely been the case. And then on the other one, Baltimore beating Detroit 2-0, getting through two of the best pitchers, Verlander and Scherzer, in those first couple of games. So I guess what I'm trying to say, John, is when you think you know what's going to happen, you better second-guess yourself, because this has been anything but what we would have thought would happen in the postseason so far.
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild week. You know, starting off with that Kansas City-Oakland game on Monday night, I expected a tight, close, one-run game. I think when we talked about it last week, given the pitchers that were involved, I thought we were going to see a one or maybe a two-run game, and it would be decided on one or two key plays. And when it was 7-3 for Oakland, I said to my wife, I think this game is over. And next thing I knew, they're tying it in the bottom of the ninth, and they're playing so well. And then they get down a run 8-7 in extra innings, and then they come back and tie it, and then they score the winning run. And I have to think that, you know, one of the things we saw in that game was Kansas City's great base running and great speed on the base paths, which Oakland could just not shut down at all. And
yeah,
I wonder how much of that was the not to make excuses for Oakland, because Kansas City certainly deserved to win that game, and they've proved that it was no fluke with the two games they've taken in L.A. But I have to wonder the injury to Giovanni Soto, who is a much better catcher at shutting down the running game than Norris is, and that's when the running game sort of started to come to life. I wonder how much of a factor that was. But, you know, it's nice to see another team there in Kansas City. They've been patiently building that team for a number of years, and I think it's good to see them where they are. The Pittsburgh game the following night, frankly, I thought Pittsburgh came out flat, and I suspected a grand slam for the first four runs of the game was probably all she wrote there. That took all of the wind right out of Pittsburgh. I expected that to be a closer game, but again, the Giants have also proven that that was no fluke, because they've gone into Washington and taken two games there.
Well, and once again, these wild card teams seem to be teams that have a lot of momentum, seem to be teams that aren't scared, and they seem to be teams that are going to be pretty effective once again in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes back to what we talked about last week and previously, in that the wild card team has to keep that momentum, because they have to play that extra game, or that game 163 basically determines what happened in the first 162, and it's quite possible that you could have a great season and be done in one game, as Pittsburgh and to some extent Oakland found out. But it has been surprising in a lot of ways, and then there's been other things that haven't shocked me quite so much. I think one of the things we've talked about in the past is my fear with the Tigers is that the back end of their bullpen is not as strong as it could be, and I think that's shown to be a factor. And the fact that in Game 1, Scherzer only pitched 7 innings, gave up 5 earned runs, and Verlander only went 5 innings in the second game, you expect a little bit more than that from two top quality starters along those lines. So I think Detroit's hurting, and you know, it goes without saying they need to sweep the series at home now to stay in it.
Well, and with that being said, John, look, I've seen a few questionable moves by managers pulling guys maybe too early. What are you thinking on that? I would say Washington, maybe they pulled Zimmerman a little too early. I don't know. Again, look, I don't get paid to make these decisions, but ultimately, sometimes managers they try to outsmart themselves. So, has that been the case in a couple of these games, you think?
Yeah, I think so, and that's one of the things I've got on my notes here to bring up, and that's the Matt Williams situation. And
Yeah,
I think he overmanaged last night by taking Zimmerman out. I mean, he was deadly for 8 2/3, and all of a sudden you take him out. I kind of wonder if what was in the back of Williams' mind was the fact that he had pitched so well, and by putting potentially the winning run on, he didn't want to the tying run, he didn't want to see him get tagged with a loss with the next hitter hitting a home run. Maybe that was part of it, I don't know. But, boy, the way Zimmerman was pitching, I think I'd have been tempted to leave him in there and see what happened. And I wonder if with Williams this might be a little bit of inexperience as a manager, because it's his first go at running a team at from the manager's chair, and obviously his first time in the postseason as a manager. I wonder if perhaps his nerves got to him a little bit, and I think he did actually overmanage. That would be my thought anyway.
Absolutely. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in the Major League Baseball postseason, which has been absolutely incredible thus far. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John. You know, the Oakland Athletics, they get out to the big lead, 7-3. They blow in the late innings. Eventually, you know, ultimately lose the game in extra innings. The Detroit Tigers, you know, not strong starting pitching, but starting pitching needs to carry them across the finish line, as we've seen in this Baltimore series. Now, in the American League playoffs, are you seeing things that are consistent with what we saw in games 1 through 162 with Detroit and Oakland particularly, and also the upstart Royals, you know, winning late, running on the bases? I mean, is there anything that's new about the postseason, or are these teams just doing their thing and it's showing in the results?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think teams that are on a roll are continuing to be on a roll, and teams that are on a decline are continuing to be on a decline. We've chatted about the fact that we all think that Billy Beane over-juggled his lineup back in July when he traded Cespedes, and he went with pitching and forgot that it doesn't matter how well your pitcher pitches, you still have to get a couple of runs across, and you got to have guys that can do that. And I think that's been Oakland's biggest challenge. They got into a slump in August, and I think it's just been a steady downhill slide ever since. I mean, they basically had to hang on and win on the last day just to get into that second postseason spot. I think Kansas City has flown under the radar for much of the year, but when they had that spell in mid-August, I believe it was, where they won 10 in a row and 12 out of 15, something along those lines, I think they gained some confidence that they were just as good as the Tigers and that they shouldn't sit down and just play dead for the Tigers and the rest of that division. So I think that gave them some confidence. And then that's a team that has a great running game. They play in a big park, and I think it's a team that they have built to play in that park. And I think the Angels are going to find that out. I'd be very, very surprised if that – I'm not going to suggest that Kansas City will win in three, but I will be very surprised if that series goes back to Anaheim.
Well, and I was going to – that was leading me to my next question was, is out of these teams right now, Baltimore leading Detroit 2-0, Angels trailing Kansas City 2-0, Dodgers and St. Louis knotted up. I think we all kind of expected that to be a very good series. Washington trailing San Francisco 2-0. Who's in the biggest trouble? I guess that's my question, John. And out of those teams, who do you see being able to get themselves out of this trouble and winning a division down 0-2 potentially?
Well, it depends on which way you look at it. You know, in terms of talent, I would have to think Washington probably has as good a chance as anybody, and the Angels certainly have as good a chance as anybody, and the Tigers are certainly very deep, and if they get some pitching, they can be there. I would have to think with Washington, the emotions may be what has taken it out of them. The game last night, I mean, in my mind, at the end of the game, justice was served, because, quite frankly, I thought Posey was safe at the plate and that game should have been over in 9 innings. But certainly no cheap shot by Brandon Belt in the 18th. And it's a game that I sort of refer to as an Ernie Banks postseason game, you know, let's play two, because they went 18 innings. But, you know, in terms of the Giants, once again, you know, they've won 10 playoff games in a row, or 10 postseason games in a row, which I believe is an all-time major league record. Great to see a team coming like that. Washington looked like they were flat in the first game, then they got the back-to-back homers late in the game to make it close. And last night it looked like one run might be enough the way that Zimmerman was pitching. But again, going back to Matt Williams' decision, was that maybe a huge factor? Obviously, we'll never know. But as a baseball fan, let's sit back and say it's great, because it allowed us to watch another 9 innings of great baseball.
I agree 100%, and longest game in postseason history as well, with Washington and San Francisco last night. So, hey, I think it's one of those deals where we got to buckle up and we just got to enjoy the ride, because you don't know what to expect at this point. You know, you were talking negatively a lot about Baltimore throughout the season, saying you didn't think they'd be a great postseason team, but they're up on Detroit 2-0 with a shot to send them home early with all the talent that they have. They went out and got Price and bolstered that pitching staff up even more, but they took down their two big dogs. And I don't know, man. Kansas City being in the position that they're in since the first time since 1985, I don't think it gets much better than that. St. Louis, we know how they are. They just battle. They're built for the postseason. The Dodgers have all that money that they've invested in as well. San Francisco has a very, very good pitching staff, a good baseball team in general, well-managed. Washington, the new kids on the block. I just really think that this postseason has been everything and more so far that we could have ever dreamed of, John.
Yeah, it has, and I guess the one disappointment I have is that Friday night, if you'd have asked me, I would have expected to see that Cardinal-Dodger game be 1-0 or 2-1 when you have Kershaw and Wainwright. Who would have thought that we'd see a game where Kershaw gave up 8 earned runs and when we only saw Wainwright survive for 4 1/3 innings? I went away from the game for about 5 minutes, and I came back and I'd missed 8 runs. That's how much that one swung very quickly. So, hey, another week of it before we know who's in the respective championship series. But if it's as good as the first week, I think we got a great week of ball ahead of us.
Absolutely, and I really look forward to talking to you next week about this stuff too, John. So
yeah,
can't
likewise.
Wait. Have a great week, man, and enjoy your Sunday watching a couple of baseball games, and we'll get at it next week again.
You got it. I got my Sunday afternoon planned. Nice chatting, and look forward to next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, breaking down Major League Baseball. Crazy stuff with what's going on there. Crazy what happened in college football. Haven't even gotten into the NFL. Can't wait to do that. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. One final segment. We'll be right back. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank my man John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us each and every week as he does, talking Major League Baseball. During hockey, we talk a little hockey as well. And then also Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. If you are looking for tickets, they got you covered. Plus, you get to donate 50% or more of your tickets go to a charity of your choice. I really do not think it gets any better than that. We try to keep you informed here as well. Jeff, look, I guess I got to ask you, since we've only got a couple of minutes left here, and then we'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. But in your humble opinion, man, what was the most unbelievable thing that you've seen this week in sports? And it could be anything, college football, Major League Baseball, something we haven't talked about. What has been the most unbelievable thing that you've seen this week in sports?
Oh, I think without question, it's got to be the Royals. You know, they wait 29 years to host a playoff game. You know, the Baxter gets the wall. The mighty Oakland A's look like they've put it all together. They bounce back. They take that big lead. Brandon Moss hits the two home runs, which, for five RBIs. And the Royals just run their way back into the game and find a way to get it done. Salvador Perez with the walk-off hit. And they just kept keeping on. So I think it's the rise of the Kansas City Royals. Incredible story. Incredible comeback against Oakland on Tuesday night. And just a great 24 hours for Kansas City sports when you consider what they did on Monday Night Football to the New England Patriots.
That's true. Good point. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. And I think sports are beautiful because you always get what you're expecting and a whole lot more. So it is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Student leaders in Hong Kong called on pro-democracy supporters on Sunday to decamp from outlying protest sites and join the bulk of demonstrations in the heart of the Asian Financial Center as they gear up for a potential showdown with police. Tens of thousands of protesters have staged sit-ins across Hong Kong over the past week, demanding the city's pro-Beijing leader step down and for the right to vote for a leader of their choice in 2017 elections. According to a Kurdish official and a monitoring group on Sunday, Kurdish forces battled overnight with Islamists trying to seize a hill overlooking a Syrian border town with Turkey as U.S.-led coalition warplanes carried out raids on the militants. The parents of an American hostage being held by Islamic State militants Saturday pleaded for their son's life, saying he had voluntarily embraced Islam and was dedicated to alleviating the suffering of the Syrian people. The 26-year-old was abducted on October 1, 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so you own a business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash for any business purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. This is by far the fastest and best business loan you can possibly get. Call 1-800-684-5434 now.
Federal health officials say they are making sure that people who had close contact with the Dallas Ebola patient are healthy.
No fever, no other symptoms. That's the word from CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden about the 9 people who had known close contact with Ebola patient Thomas Duncan.
We are confident that none of those with definite contact had any symptoms related to Ebola.
Others are being watched as a precaution.
There are about 40 other people, and the numbers may change by 1 or 2 per day, that we can't rule out had contact.
The Dallas hospital treating Duncan says he's in critical condition. It previously said he was being kept in isolation and that his condition was serious but stable. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The sister of the survivalist, Eric Freen, suspected of killing a Pennsylvania trooper and wounding another 3 weeks ago, said on Saturday she thought her brother had fled the area and she urged him to surrender to authorities. This is USA Radio News.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
About 1,000 African Union and Somali troops launched an assault on Sunday to retake the Al-Shabaab militant stronghold on the southern Somali coast and has so far met with no resistance. That's according to a Somali military official. An Oklahoma university settled a lawsuit they were facing because of an unconstitutional speech code. USA correspondent Bob Kellogg has the details.
Cameron University student Daniel Harper was told he could offend someone by passing out religious information on campus. David Hacker of Alliance Defending Freedom.
Daniel contacted Alliance Defending Freedom, and we immediately took action, filed suit against the university, and challenged its non-discrimination policy and its free speech policy as being unconstitutional.
Hacker says Cameron has since changed their speech policies to protect rather than prohibit free speech.
That really provides a lot of protection to students on campus to speak freely. They don't have to pre-register a lot of their speech. They don't have to get approval to do speech on campus.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
A flag that flew over the U.S. Capitol on September 11, 2001, was consumed in a fire at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania. That's according to the National Park Service on Saturday. Friday's fire in Shanksville destroyed the park's headquarters complex. State police and the Park Service are conducting a joint investigation into the blaze, whose cause has not yet been determined. With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Good afternoon, sports fans, depending on where you are. A lot going on in the sports world. All kinds of upsets in college football. Major League Baseball postseason in full throttle. Pretty impressive what Kansas City's doing. The Giants. Baltimore. And then St. Louis and the Dodgers. I think we all thought it was going to be a fight to the finish, for sure. And a lot of just amazing things going on with all the upsets from college football to some of the great play in Major League Baseball and then some of the interesting decisions by managers. That's the thing I love about sports. You cannot predict. You can't say, hey, this is what's going to happen, because at the end of the day, we don't know what's going to happen, and that's why they go out there and they play the games. You know, it's interesting. Fred Wallen along with me this hour. Fred, I'm talking to my brother the other day, and, you know, I said to him, the Packers are going to destroy Minnesota. He says, well, it sounds like they should, and they probably will, but that's why they play these games. And I'll tell you what, he couldn't be more true and more right, to be honest with you. Sports are special, and that's really the truth, Fred.
Hey, no question about it. We'll talk about it right after the break.
A lot to talk about, tons of things, a lot of NFL, a lot of college football. His Bruins go down yesterday, not talking very much about that. ASU gets a huge victory. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Norpont Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me as always. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorfont Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, unbelievable day in college football. And to be honest with you, it all got started on Thursday night when Arizona goes to Oregon and beats them 31-24. Continued on Saturday with Mississippi, Ole Miss beating Alabama 23-17. Mississippi State beats Texas A&M. The list goes on. As you know, Oklahoma goes down. Just an unbelievable day in college football, something that we've never seen before.
Well, yeah, a lot of the top 10 teams go down on Saturday, and for some of us that's good, for some of us that's bad, depending on how you're looking at it here. In the Pac-12, as you indicated, it started off Thursday with Arizona's upset versus Oregon. Arizona was a 23-point underdog in that one. Arizona State was an underdog at the Coliseum against USC, and they win on a Hail Mary. UCLA was a favorite against Utah, and they had two shots for a field goal at the end, and they missed both of them. So Utah knocked off the Bruins 30-28. Also, there was a game in the Pac-12 that many of you might have slept right through because it's late. It was late night, and some of you don't have the Pac-12 network. If you have DirecTV, you don't. Washington State scored 59 points and lost to Cal 60-59. Connor Holiday, the quarterback for Washington State, threw for a mere 734 yards, the all-time NCAA record. So, again, if you score 59, you're probably going to win most of the time, unless, of course, you're Mike Leach coach team and you give up 60.
Yeah, I mean, just a crazy day when you really think about it. Unbelievable weekend. I'm just shocked at this point, to be honest with you, Fred. Look, what we thought was so good, I guess my point of all this is what originally was thought out to be so good with this playoff system is now completely thrown apart again, because what's not to say that there shouldn't be 12 teams in a playoff? And ultimately, we're going to get it right sooner or later. We're closer. We're on the right direction. But four teams is not enough either, Fred, I got to say. When you have the likes of you know, a number 12 team, Mississippi State, beating a number 6 team, Texas A&M. You have an 11 team, Mississippi, beating Alabama. So you have Arizona unranked beating Oregon. Again, my argument is that we're getting it close. We're getting it better. I wouldn't even say we're close. We're getting it better, but we're still not close to what it should be as far as a playoff system for the college football national title game.
Yeah, I mean, again, 4 teams, 8 teams, 12 teams. You'd always argue about the, if it was 8, you'd argue about the 9th team, and if you're 12, you'd argue about the 13th team. I do want to say one thing. I was watching a lot, and I have no interest in Stanford, and I had no interest in Notre Dame, but I do like watching intersectional games like that. So that was the one I watched the most on Saturday. And this is how I scored the game. The officials, 10. Notre Dame 7, Stanford 14. It's impossible, if it's close, to beat the officials at South Bend, Indiana. There were 2 bounce passes that they called completions for Notre Dame, and that was after looking at the tape, and it was ridiculous. And Stanford lost to Notre Dame 17-14. Again, I have nothing. I've interviewed David Shaw once in my life. I don't like Brian Kelly, but that's not the reason I'm saying this. I'm saying this that officials have a lot to do with the outcome of a game. And last week, Stanford was fortunate that Washington faked the punt under Chris Peterson, and they got the win. And on this Saturday, they were very unfortunate that the officials are pro-Notre Dame. And I mean that in all sincerity. If you watch that game, folks, give us a call and tell us what you think, because I couldn't believe the officiating. And it's enough to beat you if it's a close game. And that's why your point about, you know, the 4 teams or the 8 teams, the 12 teams, because Notre Dame's in that rung now, and they're not good enough to be in that thing. There are a lot of teams that have lost one game, and maybe teams that have lost 2 games that are better than Notre Dame. But Notre Dame has the officials at home. They're not going to go through. They're not going to, go 12-0 anyways. But I'm just saying, because they're not that good. But the point I'm trying to make is, at home, they're unbeatable if they have those officials.
Well, in general, again, I'm just going to go on record and say, look, it's closer, it's getting better, but it's still not where it should be. They will get it right eventually. They're moving in the direction. Again, I don't know what the right number is, Fred. I have an idea. I have a ballpark, and I think it's somewhere between 8 and 16. I don't know exactly what, but I think 8 is a bare minimum. I think 16 would be maybe too much, I don't know, but somewhere in between there is probably where the number is. And eventually they'll get there. How long do you think it'll take before they tweak this, to be honest with you? I mean, I think they'll give it a few years, but ultimately I think pressure and the reality of the situation will be that they need to tweak it, they need to change it, and they'll get it right. But how long do you think they keep it the way it is before they tweak it?
Well, I think they got a 12-year contract. So
But what I'm saying, look, I think
so they can't tweak it.
Can. I think they can eventually. Look, at someone's gonna, when it goes through the first 6 host cities or whatever it is, maybe at that point they can tweak it. Yes or no?
I don't think legally they can. I don't know. Maybe they can, but all I'm saying is that going to take a long time, and of course it's not like college basketball. I mean, when you look what happens when you play a Sunday night NFL game and a Sunday NFL game, and then come back on Thursday night, the players aren't the same. So what I'm saying
is, that's not necessarily true. The Green Bay Packers look pretty sharp for the past 5 days. Yes or no?
Well, but Bridgewater didn't play, so there was no way of telling. But what I'm saying is that
normally
the players are not 100% on Thursday night. Okay, they're not exactly they can't be, because they're all beaten up from Sunday still. So I mean, physiologically they simply can't be. But my point is that obviously in basketball you can come back in 2 days. In football, this would stretch it out an awfully long time. Not that it matters, because nobody goes to school anyways. But the point is, I think it'll take a long time before they expand beyond the 4 teams. Took them a long time to get to the 4 teams.
It's
going to take them a long time, I think, to expand. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, again, if you expand 8, I mean, the 9th team's going to argue. If Notre Dame goes undefeated, We forgot BYU also lost because the Taysom Hill goes down and breaks his leg. But the point I'm trying to make is it's impossible to tell who the four best teams are. Obviously, exactly. Florida State probably among them. Auburn probably among them. The other two spots, I don't know. Mississippi State for the first time, you know, right there. I mean, it's probably nobody right now in the Pac-12. But who knows? If you're very good in the Pac-12, and a lot of schools are pretty good in the Pac-12, that means you're not one of the top four. I don't know. It's just a very impossible situation to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, again, just getting closer, but not quite there. And I gotta say, I disagree with you on your statement about a team rebounding from Sunday to Thursday. And I'm going to give you, again, I'm going to say it one more time, and you can say, well, no Teddy Bridgewater, but a week ago you were telling me how no Teddy Bridgewater or Bartles wasn't going to have any success. So
that's not what I said. I said they'd be average quarterbacks in the National Football League, but Christian Ponder is not an average quarterback.
Okay. But bottom line is I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about a team like the Green Bay Packers who played well on Sunday and then again played well on Thursday on that short rest that you're talking about. So, again, and maybe they just match up so well with both of those teams that it didn't make a difference. And it is what it is. But I think they unleashed the beast, to be honest with you. And that's Aaron Rodgers. The rest of the league should take a note, because when they let this guy be Aaron Rodgers, he's the best in the business. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me anything different, because the truth is the truth. Aaron Rodgers is the real deal. He's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. Obviously, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. On the other side, we'll hook up with Jeff Rich. We're going to continue talking football. Probably get into some NFL with him. So keep it close. A ton of things to talk about. You're invited to 1-800-878-7529. Again, Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010... the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me this hour in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Jump in. Join the party. Let us know what's on your mind about anything in the sports world. A ton of things to talk about. Major League Baseball, we haven't even gotten into that. We will in just a little while, but great stuff happening on the baseball field. Unbelievable stuff happening on the college football field, and we've got a whole slate of games to talk about in the NFL. So never at a loss of things to talk about in the sports world. Joining us now, this segment to talk to us a little bit about the NFL, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, I love that music leading in. It's a rite of passage for Sunday afternoon, and we got some good games on tap today.
Hey, always good games on Sunday. Even when, again, man, it's like yesterday. It's like sports in general. You never know what to expect. That's why you got to watch the games. And you know, we talked to John Poulter earlier in the program, and he said he turned the game off when it was 7-3, and then wound up realizing that a different team had won. So you know, just amazing how sports in general can wind up changing in just the blink of an eye. So incredible to say the least. Incredible, but. A lot of things to talk about in the NFL today, you know, a full slate of games as always. But before we do that, a couple things I want to get to. Peyton Manning looking to throw his 500th touchdown today against the Arizona Cardinals, who are, by the way, leading that division 3-0 and have been doing it with the backup quarterback, not the starter. And, you know, Stanton has done a pretty good job. But ultimately going up against a very good Denver football team today. So, Fred, I'm going to ask you, Peyton Manning going to get his 500th career, first of all, but do they also get a victory here against the Cardinals and then kind of put the Cardinals back to earth a little bit?
I think the Cardinals are a 10-6 team or 9-7 team. So, obviously, they're not going undefeated. So, yeah, I think Denver is going to win. I don't know if I probably wouldn't give the points. If you're going to do it, you do it on the money line and just say Denver's going to win straight up. But, yeah, he'll get his 500th, and 99 out of 100, they'll beat Arizona.
Hey, Jeff, how impressed with Drew Stanton have you been? Look, we all know he's a very capable quarterback, but you know what? Carson Palmer has been the guy, and he's come in and just kept the train rolling, if you will, getting a couple victories. Doing one in New York, one at home against San Francisco. So I don't think it's been an easy go so far for Stanton, but he's made the most of the situation. He's made the Cardinals 3-0. And again, going into Denver, a tough game today. But how impressed with Stanton have you been, and how impressed with the Cardinals have you been?
Well, I want to say I'm impressed with Bruce Arians. You know, we saw him do it with a year in Indianapolis, you know, year two here in Arizona. It doesn't matter who the players are. It's next man up. I think it's the system. I think that the Broncos, I think the Broncos have their work cut out for them up in Denver on Sunday afternoon. But I'm really impressed with Stanton. I think that it really speaks to how improved this organization is when you look back a decade and when the Arizona Cardinals were a complete joke. And I think that you look at Drew Stanton as somebody that can get it done. And when Carson Palmer's ready, he'll be the guy. But for now, Drew Stanton's proven that he's able to play winning football, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, the Cardinals have been very impressive, and like you, I like Bruce Arians. I think he's brought just this unbelievable coaching style where it's put up or shut up, and like you said, it's next man up, and they're very aggressive offensively, defensively, very aggressive attacking, going after quarterbacks, and in situations where a lot of teams play that prevent, they don't take off the gas pedal. So I've actually been very, very high on what the Cardinals have been doing this season so far, and I am beginning to buy in and believe into the hype a little bit. Let's move on to the Cowboys, guys. Look, 3-1 right now. Tony Romo has seemed to get things going in the last couple of weeks. Murray running the ball very effectively. Let's not kid ourselves. The best running back as far as yardage goes in the league so far. Are the Cowboys finally able to maybe get things done, or is this another, like you called the Cardinals, 9-7 team? Are they 9-7, 8-8, and just kind of got out of the gate a little bit better than we thought? Jeff, I'll start with you first, and then we'll take Fred.
I don't like to admit this, but I think the Cowboys might be one of the better teams in the NFC. I previously believed it to be Philadelphia and Seattle, and through 4 weeks of football, the Dallas Cowboys haven't really shown their ugly side just yet, and I don't know if it's coming, so I think that they've got a game that's pretty even on paper against the Texans, who always get up for the game against the Cowboys, that little brother syndrome. But I think that with the way that Murray's running the ball, it makes Romo a better player. It makes the defense, better because they're not stuck on the field. The offense keeps them off the field for a good amount of time. And I think the Dallas Cowboys are for real. I think they're an 11-5 team. I think that they I still like Philly in the East, but I like them to make some noise in the NFC East there.
Fred, are you starting to believe in Tony Romo, or like me, still have doubts and don't think this guy is a clutch quarterback? And sooner or later, like Jeff said, they will show their ugly side.
Well, I don't think they are as good as Seattle, San Francisco, nor Philadelphia in the NFC. They've gone 8-8, 3 years in a row. They may go 9-7. I don't see them going any better than that. If you're playing fantasy football, Romo's fine. But I sort of agree with you, Andy, that he'll find a way to throw it away or fumble it away in a key situation when it really matters. So, again, they may be slightly improved. And right now, obviously, 3-1, they're improved from what people thought they'd be. But 8-8, 9-7 for the Cowboys. I don't think they're as good as Philadelphia. Philadelphia's offense is awfully tough to stop. What the 49ers did last week was pretty tremendous. And the 49ers, you knew, weren't going to be 1-2, weren't going to be under 500, so they got up to the 500 level. And Seattle's still, with San Francisco, the two best teams in the NFC. But Dallas is improved, and they're fun to watch, and Murray's a fine running back. But I don't think Garrett's one of the best coaches out there. I don't think you compare him to Bruce Arians or to a lot of coaches. So I would say they're going to be where they usually are, 8-8 or 9-7.
A team that I think is in a little bit of trouble, and it's somewhat surprising, 1-3 Saints. They've got the Buccaneers today. Buccaneers are coming off of a victory, and I watched that game against Pittsburgh. They play hard. They play tough. And you know what? Their record doesn't show it, but Lovey does have those guys playing okay. The Saints, on the other hand, shocking that they're 1-3. Can they turn this thing around, and can they make the playoffs, or are they in big trouble? Fred, we'll start with you, and we'll get to Jeff.
Well, you know they're going to score a lot of points. It's just a question if their defense can hold up against the better teams in the league. They're going to score a lot of points, and the season has started poorly for them. But, again, 9-7, 10-6, they may or may not make the playoffs, but they'll score a lot of points. Defense usually wins, so their defense certainly has to improve.
Yeah, Jeff, very good point there, Fred. Defense been terrible for the Saints. Any shot they have to make the playoffs or at 1-3 in an NFC conference that's going to be very competitive, is that too much to swallow?
Well, you know, if they can win their home games, you know, that seems to be what they do well. You know, I like the Saints. I like the Saints against Tampa Bay at home, but they got to win on the road. They got to win these division games. They drop games. You know, they dropped the game to Atlanta. They dropped the game to Cleveland. Really didn't show up for the primetime game against Dallas. So this team looks like they're in some trouble. But you know, if they can figure out how to get the ball to Marcus Colston, figure out how to run the ball and win, you know, maybe go 3-5 on the road this year, and play strong at home, I give them a chance. But I don't think it's a good chance. I think that there's, you know, the league has perhaps figured out Sean Payton and Drew Brees. At least enough to beat them away from home and play competitively with them in the Superdome.
Crazy. We're about a month into the season. After today, we will be four games into the season. Biggest surprise, and it can be anything, on the field, off the field, I don't care. Jeff, biggest surprise so far from you from the NFL?
Biggest surprise I would say is the Arizona Cardinals being 3-0. I know Cincinnati's also undefeated, but through 4 weeks of football, I don't think that anybody would have had Arizona and Cincinnati as the last men standing as far as undefeated goes. So I'm going to go with that, but we got a long season ahead, and I'm sure storylines will develop as we go.
Well, and that's an interesting one, too, because you got the Bengals playing at the Patriots today. Patriots looked absolutely terrible against Kansas City. Fred talking about short weeks. They got a little bit of a short week, and then the Bengals, like you said, looking super strong. So we'll be really interesting to see how they play. And again, you're right, man. Last two teams standing at undefeated, Bengals and Cardinals. Who would have thunk it? Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Fred, I'll get to you on the other side as to what your biggest surprise and whatnot was with the NFL so far. And then we'll get into some baseball and some other things, too. So keep it close. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot for an email, sportsfred@aol.com. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. Jump in, join the discussion, or tell us what's on your mind. We can go anywhere. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, before we jump around into just all kinds of things here, we'll just go around the sports world. Biggest thing, most impressive thing that you've seen so far in the NFL, and again, it can be on the field or off the field, biggest story, anything that's on your mind?
Well, the biggest story, obviously, is Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and domestic violence over the last decade or so. There was an article in USA Today earlier in the week that said that over the last 10, 12 years, there have been so many cases that the NFL has either forgotten or hidden away or things like that. And that's not all under Goodell. It was under Paul Tagliabue, too. So it's gone back a long time. And what it talked about, basically, was things we've talked about on this show, and that if you're a superstar, if you're Adrian Peterson, you don't get the same punishment that if you're the 53rd player on the team would get. And that's always occurred in the National Football League over the last 10, 12 years, according to the article. So it's not just happening.
I don't think it's, but Fred, I don't only think it's happened in the NFL. I think it happens everywhere, to be honest with you, too. So it's happening in the NBA. It's happening in everywhere. It's the star or the guy that brings in the most money is definitely treated different than, like you said, the 53rd or the 12th or whatever man they might be on the team.
Well, yeah, but I don't. If they're making more money, I don't care. But I do care if they beat up a girlfriend or beat up their wife or beat up their kid.
That they
don't get penalized to the same extent. And you know, on Ray Rice, that's exactly what we said here on Sports Byline on Friday night. It was that if it wasn't Ray Rice, if it was the 53rd player on a team, he's going to get more than a 2-game suspension that he got originally. And I'd like to be able to get into Goodell's head and just tell me what he was thinking. Because if it was the 53rd, if it was the 53rd guy, he'd have gotten a half a year or a year suspension. You know it and I know it. But it's Ray Rice, so he didn't get it. And all heck has broken loose since. And we've heard about all these cases, and now we know about some of these cases. And I'm sure there's a lot more cases that we don't know about that have occurred. And I agree with you. I mean, I'm sure it happens in all aspects of life. But the difference in sports is that no matter what Charles Barkley said about the fact that they were not role models or whatever the case might be, they are, because there's a whole slew of kids out there that don't have parents at home all the time or don't have parents, period. They look up to these athletes as role models. So I don't care what Charles Barkley said 20 years ago. He may not want to be one, but that doesn't make the fact that he is one. He is. And Adrian Peterson is one, and Ray Rice is one, and the other guys are. And there's nothing you can do about it. And it's the society we live in. And like if you're a corporate exec, a lot of people would like your money, but I mean, they don't look up to you as a role model.
Sure.
But if you're an NFL player, an NBA player, Major League Baseball player, hockey player, we do. I mean, kids do look up to them. And so, you know, and even if you do have a parent at home and do have both parents at home, they can tell you from here till there, Andy, hey, just like them for what they do on the field, but don't care about what they do. I mean, but don't follow them, what they do off the field. That doesn't mean the kid's going to listen to the parent. I mean, and if a kid sees that a Ray Rice can get away with what he got away with for a period of time in the elevator, or if Adrian Peterson get away with what he's getting away with. By the way, this week, October 8th, is the beginning of the trial in Texas. We'll see what happens as far as that is concerned. Yeah. But most people are betting, Andy, that he never plays for Minnesota again, because the Vikings certainly are going to look pretty bad if they do play somebody like this.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I think both teams look bad if they do. But again, then there's might be somebody out there that says, look, we can scoop up a Ray Rice, or we can scoop up an Adrian Peterson. I mean, look, somebody somewhere may wind up giving these guys a shot, and ultimately they probably shouldn't, but because they have that ability that you were talking about to run a football on a football field, and that skill, somebody maybe down the road will give them an opportunity. And again, I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but look, the Vikings and the Ravens finally did do the right thing in these cases, and they got rid of those guys. So it is what it is, and it's been a little bit ugly, to be honest with you, but we do have some positive stuff to talk about, Fred, and that is what's been going on the baseball field. And we haven't talked much baseball here, so let's get into it a little bit. And again, then I got a few things I want to throw at you about the NFL before we get out of here. But Baltimore leading that one over Detroit 2-0. A lot of people surprised, obviously, going through Scherzer, going through Verlander. Very impressive. Angels trailing Kansas City 2-0. Now, they've been on a roll. That game that got them into the postseason was incredible, and they've kept the train rolling for themselves. Dodgers and St. Louis, I think we all thought this was going to be a very good series, and we're getting that. It's 1-1. Washington trailing San Francisco, who also had to play to get into the postseason. They won that game pretty emphatically, and they have gone on to beat Washington in the first two games as well. Questionable managing by Matty Williams last night from the Washington Nationals as he pulled Zimmerman. Again, that's debatable, and we can probably argue that. But how shocking are these early results in the postseason of Major League Baseball, where you have Baltimore tearing apart Detroit, you have Kansas City tearing apart the best record team in the league, Dodgers and St. Louis knotted up, and then San Francisco hammering Washington? I mean, can you make some sense of this, Fred?
Well, the least surprised of the ones that you've mentioned would be Baltimore over Detroit, because I said that with Detroit's bullpen, they're in trouble. And this is not even Joe Nathan. I mean, I'm really on his back, but it hasn't even gotten as far as Nathan, because the relievers in the eighth inning didn't allow Nathan ever to come in, so it didn't even matter. So it's not Nathan's in this case, but I mean, if he's their closer, you knew he had problems. If Joba Chamberlain is their seventh or eighth inning guy, you know they had problems. So and also, they're a horrendous defensive team. If you look at the ratings of the 30 teams in baseball, in almost every important aspect, Detroit's rated 28th or 29th. And I'm talking about not just catching the ball, but let's say a right fielder being able to reach a ball that another right fielder would be able to reach. And that's what we're talking about. So, no, I'm not shocked at all about the Tigers because of the basically their bullpen and lack of defense. The Dodgers would be up 2-0 most likely if Don Mattingly was a real Major League Baseball manager. Listen, The rule of thumb is the following. You don't allow a pitcher who's gone 6 or 7 or 8 innings to lose the game. So finally, you know, it's 6-1, then it's 6-2, and then it's 6-3, and the base is loaded. At that point, you have to pull Kershaw because you don't want him to take the loss. I mean, it's the rule of thumb. You don't want the starting pitcher. So at that point, you pull him. He didn't pull him then. He didn't pull him when it was 6-4. Next thing you know, it's 7-6. Then he pulls him. Mattingly is among the worst of the baseball managers. You could make the case he is the worst baseball manager out there. Now, again, I'm a Dodger fan, so I'm not objective, but anybody that watched that game, you know, it wasn't the same thing like Zimmerman, because Zimmerman didn't get a, give up four line drives in a row. He walked one batter, and he was pulled. In Kershaw's case, he gave up line drive. Okay, so he's getting tired. He's not, you know, he's not superhuman. He's the best pitcher in baseball, but he's not superhuman. He'd thrown over 100 pitches. Pull him. Now, I admit the Dodger middle relievers aren't all that solid, but at least they hadn't thrown 100 pitches. So when it's 6-3, you have to pull Kershaw. And then you see what happens. But the worst happened. They lose 10-9 in game one. And now they're at a major disadvantage because they two of the next three games are in St. Louis. And the Cardinals are a darn good team. So, I mean, the Cardinals are major favorites now to beat the Dodgers. And, again, that's on Mattingly, in my belief. Dodgers were fortunate yesterday in that Matt Kemp hits the home run. They were thinking of trading him. And everybody was saying, you don't trade somebody with the injury that he's had because it takes time to come back. Well, now he's come back, and he's your best hitter that you have and best clutch hitter that you have.
Yeah.
And he hits the home run. They win 3-2 if you missed it late Saturday night. And it's now 1-1. But the Cardinals have two of the next three at Busch, and so they're favorites. And we'll see how that works out.
Out of all the series right now, how do you see them shaking out? Baltimore beats Detroit?
Baltimore beats Detroit. KC sweeps the Angels. The Giants up 2-0. They're not going to lose three in a row, so the Giants are going to win that series. And I think St. Louis will probably win that series because of Game 1's mistake by Don Mattingly.
We'll see what happens. Jumping back to the NFL really quickly, I was very unimpressed, to say the least, with Tom Brady in Kansas City.
Me too.
How do you feel about him? Is he done?
No, I don't think he's done, but I think he can't treat other players or, you know, the attitude that he showed, then other players can act the same way. You're the leader of the team. You have to act bigger than that. Even if they're not giving you time to throw, even if your wide receivers are dropping the passes, you're not golden. You're not perfect. You've made mistakes. You just can't. The action, the way he looked on the sideline, to me, it was of not a team player. And the quarterback has to be a team player. The quarterback has to, you know, pass the blame to himself, put the blame on himself, not put the blame on others, because you want the guys to block for you, and they want, and defensively you want to, your guys to tackle for you and things like that. But if you act like you're better than your teammates, it's not going to work out. I do think Sunday night, I think the Bengals have jumped from a 1 to a 2.5 point favorite. Patriots might wake up, but because you're not going to usually give them points at home. But Brady's attitude on last week to me was horrendous, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. You got the Bengals who are playing really well. You got the Patriots who just got routed by Kansas City, playing at home Sunday night. Got to think that's going to be a very tough, ruckus atmosphere, and you got to think that the Patriots are going to play better. You just do. I mean, so that's going to be an interesting one. Another thing that's been interesting, you know, we've talked a lot about Ray Rice, but the Ravens continue to win, Fred. And, you know, I think that says a lot about John Harbaugh and a lot about this team's character in general when you really think about it. So how impressed with the Ravens have you been as they've got a tough one against Indianapolis today at Indy?
No, I agree with you. I think they've gone through a lot. I mean, it's a horrendous situation that the players have gone through, management's gone through, and whatever, and they're sort of right in the middle of it, and the players have played hard. You got to give them a lot of credit. Now the Colts are, I don't know if anybody caught this, but one of the big executives for the Colts on Twitter or Facebook made a racist comment. Now they're in trouble. I mean, it just never ends.
No, it really doesn't end. And again, just some of the good things that are going on a little bit here and there. And then we'll always find a way to figure out a way to get back to some of that negativity because it's just always out there. But one final segment here on the program today. So keep it close. Give you our final thoughts on what we think is going to happen, maybe on a couple games and maybe just a couple closing thoughts in general. So, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. Beautiful day, by the way. Great day to watch football. Great day to watch some Major League Baseball. So, keep it close. One final segment. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Dorfman Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us for a little bit today. Talking some NFL football. And then obviously, Fred, I always appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday to talk sports with me. Just a couple things before we get out of here. What's your game of the week? What are you looking – what's baseball, football? What are you watching today?
I'll watch the Angels to see if they can keep the series going. I don't think they can. They're certainly against James Shields. They're an underdog, 130 to win 100. By the way, if I'm on a couple of websites, phoenixsports.com and stufiner.com. In the NFL, I think Philadelphia at 6.5 or 7 might score 40 against St. Louis, so you might want to give the touchdown in that circumstance. Obviously, you're playing against a third-team quarterback for the Rams, although he's played well. Davis has played well. And maybe Detroit against Buffalo, too, because of the fact that I think, obviously, Megatron is going to be closer to 100% than he was last week when he cut 2 passes for 12 yards. So maybe those two games. I hate to give 7, but I think maybe Philadelphia and Detroit might end up on top of those two games.
Fred, a little bit off the subject here and just kind of a little bit of fun. But any advice for Michael Phelps? Guy seems to have some issues off the out of the swimming pool. Any advice for him?
No, the word entitlement. He's another one who's entitled to thinks he can do anything, and he does, and he gets away with it, and hopefully he won't in this case.
We'll see.
as I'm talking about Michael Phelps, another DUI for this guy, just somewhat of a partier, to be honest with you. But anyways, that's going to do it. So for Fred, for Scott, for John Poulter, Jeff Rich, Mary Nemitz, I am the Dorf Man saying enjoy yourselves, watch a lot of sports, and we'll talk at you next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Enjoy, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.